featuring Brittany Spencer. Black Lavender was the name of that track that started it all off of Allison's upcoming album, In the Hour of Chaos. And we did have a winner for our daily slice of green cheese, Kurt from Max. Hey, Kurt, going to Dairy Queen in Grand Rapids. He answered the question correctly. The question again was, on what day did the U.S. Continental Congress vote to declare independence from Great Britain? And the answer is July 2nd, 1776. After the vote, the Congress needed to finalize a document relaying to the public what they just passed, and it took them 2 days to agree on edits, therefore bringing it to July 4th, 1776. John Adams forever thought that July 2nd would be our Independence Day, but it is not. It's July 4th. So good job, Kurt. Thanks for listening. You can listen weekday mornings around 9:45 for our daily slice of green cheese. And then, of course, every Saturday night from 7 to 9. And this week, it is 4th of July on during Green Cheese. And Brandon Chase is bringing you 2 hours of trivia this Saturday. Thanks for listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Celebrating 50 years of people-powered radio in northern Minnesota, join us at KAXE.org. Don't forget, there is a weather advisory at the moment. National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather outlook for today and tonight. For parts of northwest, north central, and northeastern Minnesota, could be severe thunderstorms with hail and damaging winds. So just please pay attention to your weather today. Next up, it is our pick from 76. KAXE's pick from 76 continues with Danger from the Libjadu Sisters. Danger was the international debut from the Nigerian identical twins, one of the few female acts to break through the Nigerian music scene of the 1970s. The two blended Afro-funk, reggae, waka, and soul through blood harmonies. In this short six-song album, Danger delivers sharp social and political commentary and also marks the beginning of their collaboration with funk pioneer Biddy Wright. Songs like Amiibo challenge those in control, asking, "What have you done with your office of power, brother?" Other songs like Life's Gone Down Low bring it down with a hypnotic groove and harmonies in a minor key, while the politically charged and centerpiece to the album Cashing In pairs funky rhythms with biting observations about corruption and exploitation. 50 years later, Danger continues to be widely regarded as one of the greatest Nigerian albums ever recorded.
Brother, get 'em now. Let me hear you say, we're cashing in. I was lovers while they slash bootstraps. Smear the truth later, later. They swear later. Daughter of empire still kicking that can. But someday soon I will be a better man. Still a daughter of empire, trying to catch an easy break. Later I'll be a better man, do it just for goodness sake. Yeah.
the springtime it could happen so soon.
The sweet sounds of Luke Callan, a Minnesota musician who's now based in Eau Claire, and off of his new album, Fool Spring. We're all very familiar with that. And we just heard Clean Me Up, which features Humbird, Siri Unlin, on background vocals there. And we heard from Siri before that with her new album, or her new song, Daughter of Empire, off the upcoming Humbird album, Morning When It Comes. The Lajadu sisters started that off with Cashing In. That is our pick from 76 here on KAXE as we celebrate 50 years of people-powered radio. We are taking a look back on the releases of 1976 and ones that really made a standout splash. So this week's pick is the Lajadu sisters' album, Danger. This is Headwaters, your source for great music here on KAXE. I'm Kari Headland, your host today. DJ Dang is filling in for Malachi tomorrow. We receive support from Bratton Tree Care, located in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, providing quality service to the Minnesota Northland. With 5 years' experience and an ISA arborist on staff, Bratton Tree Care is able to handle all of your tree service needs. Learn more at brattontreecare.com. The 82nd annual Bemidji's JC's Water Carnival is July 1st through the 5th. It's 5 days filled with activities, including midway rides, food, live entertainment, and a grand parade this Sunday at 1 o'clock. Find a full schedule at BemidjiJC's.com. And the Northwest Minnesota Small Business Development Center has entrepreneur meetups on the first Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. at the Launch Pad in downtown Bemidji. The goal is to create a regular space for those growing and building small businesses. The July 1st meeting features a discussion with Bemidji's mayor, city manager, and city council member on the future of the city. Find more information at nwsbdc.org. And in celebration of America's 250th birthday, Shaw Florists in Grand Rapids invites area military veterans and law enforcement officers to stop in for a free bouquet on Thursday from 9 to 5. All right, up next, we are going to take a look. I was talking with some folks at the Beltrami Block Party this last weekend about Winnipeg Folk Fest, and I'm not making it up there this year, which I have, you know, I'm going to have some severe FOMO, because once the lineup came out, I was already regretting my decision, but we're sticking with it. I'm not going to go this year. However, this band Goat is going to be there, and if you're going to be there, please go see them.
Natural and the pretty. Skeptical. From what I've seen, that's what you get. Said they're busy with the carnival, but agreed to do a wellness check. When they said that you're okay, they sounded almost entertained. They said you had some funny friends, and it's always someone's birthday in your building. Anthony, I'm sure you know these things, they can be passed down through the family. It's nice to know there's someone in this world who's always known me. It's nice to know there's someone in this world who's always known me. The fish tank, it was always meant to be a temporary home. The boundaries, they were well-defined. The climate, it was in control. And that year you spent all shot between Mania and Double Down. Anthony, I'm sure you know these things, they can be passed down through the family. It's nice to know there's someone in this world who's always known me. It's nice to know there's someone in this world has always known me. Now that both our folks have passed, it's hard to feel real tied to much. The bandage and the broken glass, the weak attempts to keep in touch. Yeah, I heard you had some funny friends, and it's always someone's birthday building. Parties at your parents' house where everything was neat and sweet and normal. Anthony, it's hard to think about the sharks that must be swimming in your circle. Anthony, it's nice to know there's someone in this world who's always known me. Who's always known me.
Storyteller Craig Finn, that was Birthdays. Craig is playing a show at the Fitzgerald Theater next week in St. Paul with Patterson Hood of Drive-By Truckers, two of some of the most interesting songwriters of today. I think that would be a really great show. That's on July 9th. So played that in honor of that. And Phoebe Bridgers is back. I'm sure if you're a music fan, I'm guessing you've probably heard the news. She's coming out with a new album, Lost Weekend. And we heard the first sneak into the album, Lost Boys. Goat bringing us some Trouble in the Streets off of their album, Requiem. And you are listening to Headwaters, your source for great music. Before we head into the next set, just one last request for our request line. On this day in 1964, the Civil Rights Act was passed in the U.S. Senate after a 60 working day filibuster by the Southern state senators. Thinking about that and the coming 250th anniversary of the United States this weekend, the request line this week is songs about civil rights or the complicated history of our nation in general. You can still send in your requests, 218-326-1234. Multiple songs that have been requested are unplayable on the radio, unfortunately, or I don't have clean versions of, so my apologies on those. They're great songs that I've gotten requests for, and I will list those out in a moment. We receive support from Grand Rapids area free thinkers supporting the constitutional principle of separation of state and church and promoting secular thinking. Grand Rapids area free thinkers hosting meetings, social activities, and community service projects since 2012. More information on the Grand Rapids Free Thought Facebook page or emailing grafmn24@gmail.com. Heartland Arts presents Noon Hour concerts every Thursday, now through August 27th at Calvary Lutheran Church in Park Rapids. Hear a variety of local instrumentalists and vocalists each week. Concerts begin at 12:15. And the city of Longville is hosting turtle races every Wednesday at 1 o'clock, now through August 12th. All right, it is time for the request line. You hear it each Monday on Headwaters, where we throw out a theme and we ask you to participate and send in your song suggestions. We're going to kick this request line off today thinking of the Civil Rights Act that was passed on this day in 1964 and of the coming anniversary and some of the complications around celebrating that in current times. So right now we're going to hear from Molly Brandt, who has a new album, Minnesota musician, has a new album called Museum of Being. And Molly is actually going to be at the Mississippi Music at the Bemidji Waterfront next Wednesday, July 8th, hopefully outside, playing for a 6 o'clock set. We're going to start off with Molly on this request line, One Hell of a Country.
Segregation, suffragettes, and a new riding on the city of New Orleans. Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders. 3 conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name, and freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning. Point, ain't no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. You feel the wheels rumbling neath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers write their father's magic carpets made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep, rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Nighttime on the city of New Orleans. Changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, and we'll be there. Mississippi darkness rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. And the steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again. The passengers will please refrain. This train got to disappear in rail.
This is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, and I saw above me that endless skyway, I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled and I followed my footsteps in the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me, a voice was a-sounding. This land was made for you and me. There was a big high wall there that tried to stop me. A sign was painted, said private property. But on the backside, it didn't say nothing. This land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling. A voice was chanting as the fog was lifting. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
That that, of course, is Woody Guthrie. This Land Is Your Land, wrapping up the request line today. And we heard from Arthur, who requested the Bob Marley Get Up, Stand Up. Obviously, just talking about rights in general, equal rights in general. Arlo Guthrie, swapping those letters around there, with the City of New Orleans. And that song also was requested by Mike. So thanks for that. And Molly Brandt's One Hell of a Country. We also had a suggestion for Gary Clark Jr.'s This Land, which is such a great song. Unable to play that one, but thank you so much for that. And Susan from Cotton, Jay-Z and Beyonce's Glory, also I couldn't play, or Fortunate Son. So thank you for your song suggestions here. And that was our request line, talking about the Civil Rights Act being passed today. Also looking ahead to our 250th anniversary this weekend, which we are going to, this next one we're going to play is kind of also where this all came from too. So we'll talk about that in just a moment. First, I want to thank Headwaters Music and Arts in downtown Bemidji for their support of programming, announcing the Headwaters Fiddle Camp, inviting youth and adult string instruments with at least youth and adult string musicians, not instruments, with at least 1 year of playing experience for a week of music, learning, and community. Camp runs Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., July 20th through the 24th. Registration deadline is July 14th. Registration available at headwatersmusicandarts.org or on Facebook and Instagram. Coming up at 11, we've got the World Cafe. They're continuing their Sense of Place series with Philadelphia being the theme. Also at 1 o'clock, it is On the River. David John is your host today from 1 until 4. And then tonight at 7, Mike Berry is bringing you a great mix of On the River. Please note that their National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather outlook for today and tonight for parts of northwest, north central, and northeastern Minnesota. Could produce severe thunderstorms with hail and damaging winds. Highs today 85 to about 92 degrees, and those high temps do continue throughout the week. Tomorrow will be sunny, highs in the mid to upper 80s, and Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a chance for showers and thunderstorms again, highs 85 to 90 degrees. Our KAXE question of the week, how do you celebrate the 4th of July? Tell us about a tradition you look forward to every year. Text us 218-326-1234. Lizzie Ngo is an Americana musician, and she put together this new project called The Outlaw's Almanac. It's out on her record label, and this was conceived as a new public works project. She is the executive producer and organizer for this album, and it's a response to the 250th anniversary of the United States, very much tying into our request line, kind of acknowledging the complications of feelings around all of the anniversaries and everything. So we are going to take a listen to The One I Love and The Freedom Road from Lizzie Ngo off of Outlaw's Almanac.
Tires turning on a hot highway in the Georgia night. My passenger's still drinking in the sky. I don't know if Jesus is coming back, but the one I love and the freedom road are black. Thank you.
la 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 la.
Angelique Kidjo from her album Hope, and that is No Stopping Us. Lizzie No, before that, The One I Love and The Freedom Road off of Outlaw's Almanac. She's joined by Kaya Cater and Nick Shoulders, Trey Wellington, and a lot of other great Americana musicians on that album. And you have been listening to Headwaters, your source for great music here on weekdays at 9 o'clock. Right here on 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, celebrating 50 years of people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Coming up next is the World Cafe, followed by On the River with David John. Please keep an eye on the weather today. Highs 85 to about 92 degrees with some possible severe thunderstorms, hail and damaging winds. Winds so far 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Coming up next, it is the World Cafe from WXPN here on KAXE. Thanks for joining us this morning.